All right, it is October 20th, 2012. We are here at Ellington Field Joint Reserve Base in Houston, Texas. This is Major Adam Collette, Public Affairs Officer for the 75th Training Command, conducting the interview. And we are here with Major Darren Huseman with the 75th Training Command as well. And Major Huseman, if you can, please go ahead and give your spelling of your first and last name.
Major Darren Huseman, D-A-R-R-I-N, last name H-U-S-M-A-N-N. I am the project officer for DSC with the 75th Command.
And, of course, DSC standing for Distributed Simulations Capability. And with that in mind, would you mind starting us off with a kind of a layperson description? If you were talking to Grandma at the dinner table about what this whole project is about, what is Distributed Simulations Capability?
It eliminates the tyranny of time and distance between training and the training audience. Easier said, it eliminates friction that comes with commanders setting up training for their soldiers, their troops, and their unit.
And you're specifically referring to the kind of training that the 75th focuses on, which is to help enable the success of the staffs, the support staffs of large military units across the force as they're preparing to go on combat zone deployments or other kinds of missions. We're trying to accomplish that training. And when you're talking about the eliminating the tyranny of time of distance, you're basically talking about making that training happen so that people don't have to travel anymore. You can do it from a distance. So say just a little bit more about that, please.
Exactly. The 75th Command's mission overall is to support battalion and above staffs to become better, more efficient staffs. As you know, that type of decision making at that level is of great importance. That being said, DSC helps to facilitate units being able to train over the persistently over the complete training year to develop their staffs. That allows them not only to pass a single event once a year, but rather it shifts the way they work. It allows them to develop and season and mature as a staff, similar to directed in FM 5.0, changing from data and information to understanding and wisdom, so the commander is able to make better decisions for his unit.
So before, when the 75th was facilitating this kind of training for these large military units as they're preparing for missions, they would have to, either the unit that was being trained would have to come to a large simulation center to get through that training, or vice versa. We'd have to send out a large, heavy team to get that done. And go ahead.
Exactly. Think of it, if you would, of taking a mid-sized company and having to move all the employees to a remote location once a year. The logistics, the complexity, not to mention the administrative overhead and burden coordinating all those events, did impact training. And by removing that, allowing the units to train at home station, we allow the commanders, the soldiers, and the unit to focus on training instead of moving large contingents of people, vehicles, and equipment and incurring that cost in time and manpower to move to remote locations. We just allow them to do their business better and remove obstacles.
Terrific. Well, and it's been an effort that's been many months in planning and preparation. Several smaller tests of this new network-based system that you guys have been working on have happened in the last few weeks, but really a big chunk of the work has been done this past week and leading into today when there's actually a unit going on. Talk about your impressions of what you saw earlier this week and today. Is it being successful? If so, how? What are your impressions?
Well, again, as you said, Adam, it does tend to look like a scrum. It tends to look chaotic from the outside, but this last week and a half, we've had a good contingent of our S6 elements, that's IT information systems, and our operational people really coming together, coalescing, and getting this project done. They've really worked outside their comfort zones, not limited by not my MOS, but doing what it took to get the mission done. They had innovation, initiative, and the entrepreneurial zeal to get this project done. And frankly, that shift, that way of looking and looking at solving a problem, has been one of the greatest takeaways of this project.
So a lot of good teamwork went into this, and really the folks that are helping to run the actual simulation and giving this scenario to this unit, this real world unit that's actually training for potentially future missions using the 75th system this weekend. There's that, of course, but there's also sort of the hidden side of it. Some folks with a lot of great experience and knowledge and skill on the network and the communication side that are kind of behind the scenes making them talk a little bit about their contributions this week.
Stop it for a second.